getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, back again for another week. Stack of fresh polka records ready to go on the show this week. Literally, too, they're not really fresh polka records. They're really quite old polka records, but it's a fresh stack anyway. I was able to obtain a record, what do they call those, record jacket things, those library, those books with the records in them, from an older gentleman who didn't have a record player anymore, didn't play his any records anymore, but he had had his old-time records, and he was like, hey, here, you want these? You can use them. And I said, hey, groovy. So we're going to play all his records on the show this week. Well, a couple of them, I guess, didn't come out of his box, but... So this is, and some of them may be records we've had before that are somewhere on a shelf, but I don't know. I just grabbed his records and said, hey, we'll just play these in the show this week. Takes the pressure off me because that means I don't have to decide what I'm going to play now because they're already all stacked up for me. So let's get things rolling. I don't know about you, but summer has arrived here in northern Minnesota, as far as I'm concerned, by the way, since last week. It's like 83 degrees, sun is out, white fluffy clouds, that usual 20% of thunderstorms that we have all the time up here during the summer in Minnesota. And technically, I looked it up. First day of summer is actually June 20th, but it feels awful summery today. And who's starting us out? Ah, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips. That's who. It is Hoopy Shoopy. My daughter looked at it and said, Hoopy Shoopy. I said, no, it says right on the record, Hoopy Shoopy. And that's what they sing. So let's roll it with Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips.
We'll be right back.
music and the polka chips there. Whoop-pie, shoop-pie here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show. Yeah, back again. Another stack of old-time records to play this week on the show. And there we go. See, I have already lost the sleeve for a record, and we're only one record into the show. This is not a good sign. All right, now this next record does not come out of the stack of records that a fella passed on to me. But it came out of a big pile of different records, and it's like it's a record encouraging you to get out and vote, and I realize we are a long way from any sort of elections right now, but it just seemed like a good song to play anyway, basically, because by the time an election rolls around, I would have lost track of where the record is. Anyway, Madeline Latlip with Joe Gurka's orchestra, and this is the Pull the Lever Polka.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, you pull the lever one or two and leave it your four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
You pick the guy you like the best and bet he's gonna get it. Republican or Democrat, you gotta give him credit.
So you pull the lever one or two and leave it three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
The elephant said, listen, friend, wipe off that silly grin. We'll see what others think of you when all the votes are in.
Oh, you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
You study all the promises each candidate keeps making. You listen very carefully and hope he isn't faking.
So you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
The donkey and the elephant sat down together and cried. No matter who the winner is, we'll help the other side.
Oh, you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
They better do their best by us, of that there is no doubt. We voted all these fellas in and we can vote them out.
So you pull the lever one or two and lever three or four. Then you pull the lever here and there and then you pull some more.
Joe Gurka's orchestra there, and along with Madeline Latlip singing, and the Pull the Lever Polka. And, of course, not anywhere near election time right now, but I have a special shelf where I put special records for special occasions. That's like where all the Christmas records are. And the When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, done by Lil Wally, is up on that shelf. I'm going to put that up there in the special record category. Maybe we'll be able to find that when election time rolls around. It'll be much more appropriate. Who says lever anymore? I mean, at least in the United States, nobody says lever. You might say that like in England, maybe, in the UK. Seems odd to me. But anyway, here's another great one. In Heaven There Is No Beer, standard song, all bands required to do it. This one's a little more contemporary, though. And I believe it goes all the way up into the 1970s, if I remember. A group called Clean Living. And it's got a bit more of a contemporary sound to it, but you could still dance. I expect to see you twirling out there in the living room. And here they are, Clean Living in Heaven. There is no beer.
In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, well, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Everybody sing!
In heaven
There's clean living in heaven. There is no beer here on KE. Yeah, we're here at the Opa Hour every week. Yeah, we do this. We sit here, we play old time records. And glad to have you along for another week. Kind of excited, actually, this week, because I was just looking at the official Oompa Hour Facebook page, which, by the way, I would like to encourage you to stop by, pay a visit, like us or follow us or whatever it is you do on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you find us on Facebook. We got a new follower that was not there last week, a brand new follower. So hello to Pamela, who said, hey, I'd like to be your friend, and I just confirmed that she can be our friend here on the Oompa Hour. And I won't tell you any more about her, because that would be like letting secrets out. But thanks for finding us on Facebook, Pamela, and joining us here in Oompa Hour land. Our next record comes to us from Georgie and his Polka Dukes. And they're on Fortune Records, is the name of the record company. And on the top of the logo, it says, what is it? For truly great music. By Fortune Records. Oh, you gotta love the old slogans. Anyway, here they are. This is the I Don't Know Polka. There you go. That was a Fortune record. If I sounded momentarily confused there, it was because I'm trying to remember the name of the artist for the next record, because it's a complicated record. Anyway, you just heard Georgie and his Polka Dukes and the I Don't Know Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We do this every week. We get together and we play actual old-time records here on the show for about an hour, so we're glad you're along with us this week. Now, this record, I told you, has kind of a complicated thing here. The song is called Milwaukee, the Home of the Braves, and yes, it is a baseball-themed record, and it is by Charles Magnante is how I'm deciding you say it. It's Magnante. Charles Magnante. That seems right. His accordion, his orchestra, and his singers. Basically, he owns everybody on this record. Anyway, here they are, the whole bunch of them here with Milwaukee, the home of the Braves, here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Milwaukee. be the home of the Briggs. The neighbors get together for a friendly little chat of hits and runs and errors and how many times at bat. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. The other teams are doubtful about a place to hang their hats, but Milwaukee's the home of the Braves. There's a long way to go, Milwaukee, a tough road to home, Milwaukee, so don't stall on the long, long haul. Keep your eye on the ball, the flag will fly in the fall for Milwaukee, the home of the Braves.
Better up!
The home of the Braves. The fans all know which blade each pitcher uses when he shaves, and anyone can tell you just how many games he saves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. Each year they know that this will be the year the pennant waves in Milwaukee, the home of the Braves. There's a long way to go, Milwaukee, a tough road to home, Milwaukee, so don't stall on the long, long haul. Keep your eye on the ball, the flag will fly in the fall for Milwaukee, the home of the Braves.
I can't argue that. Milwaukee is the home of the Braves anyway. Let's see if we get the name of the group right here. Yes, it's Charles Magnante, his accordion, his orchestra, and his singers on Grand Award Records out of, what does that say? Harrison, New Jersey. They're a long way from Milwaukee if they're in Harrison, New Jersey. But there you have them here this week on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Steve Adam Jack and his Hungry Six coming up after I tell you about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to stop by. It's part of your travels this summer. They're in Superior, right there in Belknap Street. You could just pop in, look at the museum, and leave if you wanted to. You could. It would take you a while. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display at the museum. They have a vast collection of music, memorabilia, historical, historical documentation. That's a good word. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have all kinds of summer activities, workshops, and jam sessions. So you want to check it out if you're a music fan or you're a fan of the instruments or you just want to see something interesting. And you can tell all your friends, I've been to the World of Accordions Museum, because it is pretty impressive. Check them out online. worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find all the information. They got a lot of photos there and their calendar of events coming up and all that. So have a look when you get a chance. worldofaccordions.org on the internet. All right. Steve Adamczyk and the Hungry Six now. Here's the Checker Polka.
Thank you.
well, that one caught me by surprise. I was expecting him to go another round. There you go. Checker Polka is that one. Steve Adam checking his Hungry Six. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Is it just me, or does the show seem to be going by especially fast this week, doesn't it? I mean, we're already like 22 minutes into this thing. I feel like I just got started. Ray Budzelik and the Boys in the Band are up next. I was having a tough time deciding which side of this record to play because I love both sides of this record. And I've decided we're going to play Ice Cubes and Beer. And then I'm going to put the record back in its sleeve and I'm going to put it over there in the stack of records for next week so we can play the other side next week. Seems reasonable to me. Anyway, here we go. Ray Budzelik and the Boys in the Band. Apparently that's the name of the band, which, you know, really kind of makes sense. Here's Ice Cubes and Beer. This is a particularly enthusiastic number. I'm just warning you.
Gather around, friends, gather around. And I will try to sing you a song. Song about my gal friend I love so dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
Oh!
Ice cubes in beer, boys, ice cubes in beer. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer. She was my gal friend, I loved her dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
I don't like cake. I don't like ice cream. I don't like steak. I don't like fur coats or nylon sheer.
What a crazy drink!
Those ice cubes in beer.
Oh, ice cubes in beer, boys, ice cubes in beer. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer. She was my gal friend, I loved her dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
We'll get married and settle down
in a small cottage not far from town.
I'll do the cooking, I'll make it nice.
So you drink the beer, hun, but lay off the ice.
Oh!
Ice cubes in beer, boys, ice cubes in beer. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer. She was my gal friend, I loved her dear. All that she drank was ice cubes in beer.
Ray Budzelik and his Boys in the Band. All she likes is ice cubes and beer, for Pete's sake, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yes, where we gather and play old-time records every week. If you've been here before, hey, thanks for sticking around, coming back again. By the way, for the rest of you, if you'd like to get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour, maybe you want to make a request or a dedication or tell me I'm pronouncing somebody's name wrong, because that happens a lot. There are many ways you can do that. You can call on the Zumpa Hour hotline, actually, 218-259-2985. We'll get you right to our official answering machine, which sounds so formal, doesn't it? Or you can send us an email, of course, oompahour@aol.com. Or you can jump on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Here's where you'll find us there. I'm just looking at the next record that's two records from now going, what is the name of that? I'm going to need a magnifying glass to read that record label. They print them so darn small sometimes. Ed Wojcik and his Jolly Five. Here's the Farmer's Hop. Well, there we go. That is the Farmer's Hop, actually. Kind of sounded waltzy to me, but it's the Farmer's Hop, Ed Wojcik and his Jolly Five here on Tim Zumpa Hour. We go from the Jolly Five to the Jolly Millers. Yes, yes, we do, because we have to get a waltz into the show. Every week, we always promise you at least one waltz, and I have the Westphalia Waltz with Spike Haskell and his Jolly Millers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Go. Jolly Millers there. Westphalia Waltz, the name of the song. Spike Haskell and the Jolly Millers. I always want to say Eddie Haskell and the Jolly Millers, because Eddie Haskell, of course, is a name everybody knows as Wally's best friend on the TV show Leave It to Beaver. You know it's true. All right, Will Glahe, probably best known for the Lichtensteiner Polka. Anytime you find a big pile of 45s for sale somewhere, there's always a Will Glahe Lichtensteiner Polka record in there. But we're going to do two waltzes in a row. How's that for going crazy this week, huh? Because I have Will Glahe doing a waltz now. It's the Pretzel Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Thank you.
you have it, Will Glahe and the orchestra with the Pretzel Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back with more old-time records for you every week here on the show. I have a Buddy Morrow record up next, and that's kind of crazy because Buddy Morrow was really a pop artist, I guess. Late 40s, early 50s was probably his biggest time, had a bunch of hit records, and he was one of those guys from like the end of the big band era, into the crooner area, trying to catch on to the teenage thing later in the 50s. And so this is a shot at that. This is called the Teen Polka. Here's Buddy Morrow and the orchestra. That was a snappy number. Buddy Morrow and the orchestra. The Teen Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, we got polkas for everybody here on the Oompa Hour. Eddie Zima next over here on turntable number one. What do we have? The Mac and Katie Oberick now. Yeah, Eddie Zima and the orchestra.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. Eddie Zima, his concertina and his orchestra there. They're Mac and Katie Oberick on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, we already got a little wild here a little bit ago with the teen polka from Buddy Morrow and his orchestra. Now, I find myself sitting in front of a Russ Morgan record that is, it's also a little more out of the traditional vein a little bit, but it says it's a polka. Who am I to argue with it? It's the Go Man Go Polka, Russ Morgan and his orchestra. Then it says in teeny weeny print under that, Music in the Morgan Manor. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Morgan and the orchestra there, digging that crazy polka, the Go Man Go Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. It says right on the record it is an instrumental polka. They were yelling words. That is not an instrumental, is it? Or is it? They weren't really singing, I guess, and there's no credit to any singers on the record. I don't know, but it was a fun record nonetheless. I just had this bright yellow note sitting here to remind me to remind you about the International Polka Association, the IPA, their summer picnic coming up Sunday, August 6th, Hammond, Indiana, at the Hammond Mohawks Picnic Grove there. Music by Polka Generations in the Tri-City 5. Gates open at 12:30, music from 1 to 7. It's $12, $2 off if you have a valid IPA membership card. It says food available for purchase, grilling by Chef Keith. So, I don't know, it says rain or shine. If it's raining, they're going to have tents. I'm sure you can find out all the details at the IPA website. Also, a reminder to, did I give you the day for that? It's Sunday, August 6th. And also, they're having their festival at convention. They have it every year, Labor Day weekend, September 1st through 3rd, at the Millennium Hotel in Buffalo, New York. Big, long list of bands here. I see Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push is always one of my favorites. I always mention them. Freeze Dried is one of the bands going to be there. Polka Method is there. The IPA Tribute Band, the Boys of Music Company, the Polka Country Musicians, the News, a bunch of others. You can go there. Oh, they have a Facebook page too, facebook.com/IPA Polkas. I think I need to make sure the Oompa Hour page is following the IPA page. There's a little one of those administrative details I seem to have overlooked here in the world of technological communications. Lawrence Welk back over here on turntable number one. We haven't had a good song from Larry Welk in a while. Larry Welk, Lawrence Welk, let's be formal, and his Champagne Music, and featuring Myron Florin, of course, on the accordion. Thank you, boys. That was a wonderful number. Anyway, here they are with the Tinker Polka.
Thank you.
A wonderful, a wonderful. Lawrence Welk there, and his Champagne Music says right on the Purple Label record, by the way, featuring Myron Florin on the accordion. That's the Tinker Polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Now, what are the odds? We already had a song about baseball. We had the song about the Milwaukee Braves, and aren't they the Brewers now? I don't really follow baseball. I may make it sound like I know something about it. Let me find that record. Where did I put that record? It's in the stack here somewhere. Yes, we played Milwaukee, home of the Braves. Are they not the Milwaukee Brewers and it's the Atlanta Braves? I'm very confused, but that record is very old. Things could have changed because I know that happens. But the point I was trying to make was, what are the odds I'd have another baseball-themed record in the show this week? Well, we do. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks with vocal refrain by Frankie Yankovic's Family Circle, it says. And this is called Play Ball!
Play ball!
Play ball. Gee, it's a wonderful day. Play ball. Let's get the game underway. Hey, you with the hot dogs. Two over here. Where's that peanut vendor and the guy with all the beer?
You're right.
Kill the up.
Your favorite player's at bat.
Thank you.
You squirm and fuss with your hat. Then you see him tag one right on the nose. And then you watch it going, going, gone.
There it goes!
What are we waiting for? Play ball.
Just see that crowd pouring in. And now the game will soon begin. What thrills for all when someone bangs one off the wall. And when they hit, run and slide.
Out in front.
You'll get those butterflies inside. There's nothing like a good old baseball game, and you'll be mighty glad you came.
Yankovic and his Yanks, along with his Family Circle on the singing there, Play Ball, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I still think we have room for a couple of more songs, including an artist that, as far as I can recall, has never been on the show before. That's coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists?
Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
Oh my, there we go. All right, we got a couple more songs to get into the show this week. I was just looking at Facebook here. It says here that there's a thing that says Radio Shack's employees have gone rogue as the company becomes one giant garage sale. It caught me by surprise. I thought that was rather hysterical. Anyway, that has nothing to do with polka music, for Pete's sake. I don't believe we have ever had Rudy Plocar at his orchestra on the show before. That's Rudy, P-L-O-C-A-R, Rudy Plocar and his orchestra from Manitowoc, Wisconsin. I know that because it says so on the record. This is the Shot and Beer Polka. There we go, kind of welcoming him to the Oompa Hour roster, I guess, there, huh? At least as near as I could tell, Rudy Plocar and his orchestra from Manitowoc, Wisconsin. The Shot and Beer Polka here on Tibbs Oompa Hour. Room for one more, Frank Wojnarowski and his big orchestra, which makes me think he must also have a smaller one, depending on the size of the venue. I don't know. But anyway, Frank Wojnarowski and the big orchestra. This is the My Boy Polka. We'll be right back. There you go, Frank Wojnarowski and his big orchestra. That was the My Boy Polka. And that puts the wraps on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. For those of you keeping count, this was show number 167. It really, it's only felt like 166 if you want to know the truth. But hey, anyway, there's another one in the books.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, brought to you by the International Polka Association, a World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Radio and Records of beautiful downtown Bovee, and produced at the studios of KEBS Radio. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.